time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Monday, January 29th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So happy you guys are with us today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Well, they had a good run. And according to Coach Dan Campbell, that may have been their only shot. I've got a story I'm going to be talking about in the next segment pulled up. Talking, of course, about the Detroit Lions, the tale of two halves. And I'm going to tell you from experience playing football with winning teams what happened in the second half of yesterday's game was their subconscious minds. They did not believe that they had the ability to win that game and win the Super Bowl. You have to experience winning it all. You have to have that absolute jubilation, that absolute infused endorphins by holding up the Lombardi Trophy. And the Lions have never done that. Now, the reason I believe Dan Campbell, the coach, put that in their brains to go home, to have them think about it, basically for the rest of this year, getting into spring training, summer training, when they come back, preseason games, they're going to come back with a chip on their shoulder. That's number one. Number two, they're going to realize, they're going to watch the films. They're going to see the drop passes. They're going to see the overthrown touchdown. They're going to see that fumble. Over and over and over again. And it's going to tick them out. Absolutely tick them off and bring them out the best that they can be next year. He said that on purpose. We're going to get into the story. The team began to doubt themselves subconsciously. Instead of just going out there like they did in the first half, 24-7 in Santa Clara, California, at the home of the San Francisco 49ers. They just free-winged it. They just continued being the Lions they were. They ran the ball great. They blocked great. They caught passes. They got first downs. They went down the field, four plays on their opening drive. Are you kidding me? A minute and 42 seconds, and it's 7-0. In a blink of an eye. San Francisco didn't even know what hit them. That stadium went dead silent. They go into halftime 24-7, and you know what happened? They had time to think about it. Halftime was the worst enemy of the Detroit Lions yesterday. Because as they sat there and tried to listen to the coach, Campbell didn't keep their attention. Their self-doubt started to come in. What are we doing? We're getting ready to win the NFC Championship to go to the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. Oh, man, we can't beat Patrick Mahomes. We can't beat the Kansas City Chiefs. It's out west in Las Vegas, Super Bowl on February 11th. Kansas City fans are going to show up. Detroit Lions fans aren't going to go all the way out to Las Vegas. All kinds of self-doubt set in. Passes right in the guy's belly. Are you kidding me? And he drops it for a first down. We're going to get into it. We got a great story. We're going to get into that. Mark Farner is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Monday. Dar from Sheboygan just texted me a reminder that Stand Up Michigan chapters of Sheboygan County as well as Presque Isle County are continuing their constitutional series, educational series with Chris Ann Hall. It's going to be tonight, Monday, January 29th at 6:30, again at the Sheboygan County Building in the Commissioner's Room. If you have any questions, you can call or text Dar. Her number is 231-408-8928. Also, bottom of the half hour today, this first hour, we're going to have Mark Farner on, former lead guitar vocalist for Grand Funk Railroad, now Mark Farner's American Band. He's coming out with an album in the spring, not too far away. This is almost the end of January, so we're looking forward to that conversation. One of the things you have to understand about football, you have to believe. You have to absolutely buy in 100% lock, stock, and barrel. You have to see yourself in the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, holding up the Lombardi Trophy. The Lions have never experienced that before. They've never experienced going this far in a long time. The year before I was born, 1957, were they national champions. There was only 12 teams in the league in 1957. Dwight D. Eisenhower was president. Now, you have to understand that this winning expectation absolutely plays itself out in the execution of the plays. Why? Because Jared Goff overthrew a touchdown toward the end of the first half. They could have gone very easily into the locker room 28-7 instead of settling for a field goal. When they settled for the field goal and got it, the score went from 21-24-7. Had they gone for it and gotten a touchdown like they did later in the game, that could have been the difference. But he overthrew it. He was not his fluid self. He was trying to force the ball in, and he wanted to make sure he didn't underthrow it, so he overthrew it. And when he overthrew it, he missed the guy by a couple of about a yard, yard and a half in his hands in the end zone, overthrown. Number eight, I forget his name. Reynolds, what's his name? I forget. In that absolute critical first down, fourth and two, and he went for it in the second half, instead of playing it safe and kicking another field goal, he went for it. Goff this time, totally fluid, easy done, throws it right in his stomach, and the guy drops the ball. They settle for potentially no points when they could have kicked a field goal. It would have been a long one. I actually agreed with going for it on that play. It would have made it a shorter. Well, first of all, if he would have caught the ball, it would have been a first down. They could have continued the drive. God only knows, they might have scored a touchdown. But they didn't get the field goal. Didn't even get a chance for a field goal. And ended up losing by a field goal. But the real backbreaker was the miscommunication between Gibbs and Goff on that handoff. I'm not exactly sure how else he could have handed the ball off on that blocking assignment the way he lined up for the play, but he wasn't sure of the handoff. He bobbled it. The guy easily knocked it out. The other team fell on it. 49er jumped on it. They then went right down the field and scored a touchdown. When you lose a possession at the 25-30-yard line, wherever the heck they were, that close, the other team's going to take advantage of it, momentum, and they're going to score. Well, kind of an interesting take on the whole thing is because I believe a lot of their success this year was due to their offensive coordinator. He is going to go to the Washington team to be their head coach. he's going to get some huge, huge money from them. But according to this story, and this is kind of interesting, Gridiron Heroics, I've been following them on Twitter. And the information that they have in here is absolutely dead on. Absolutely right on. Detroit Lions seem to be on the verge of their first ever trip to the Super Bowl, led by their head coach Dan Campbell. But they were outscored 27-7 in the second half. Now, they actually outscored San Francisco 24-7 in the first half. This is an exact reversal of what was happening in the first half. This would have been the Lions' first ever trip to the Super Bowl, their first NFL championship game since 1957. But instead, the 49ers are going to their eighth Super Bowl as a franchise and with a chance to win their sixth Lombardi Trophy. What's the difference between the two teams? It's all right there. That says it all. San Francisco is used to being in the Super Bowl. This is going to be their eighth appearance. They've won five already. They're going for their sixth. Kansas City has been in the Super Bowl many times with Mahomes. They easily beat Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens 17-10 yesterday. They're going to the Super Bowl in Las Vegas on February the 11th. Kansas City versus San Francisco. Going to be a great game. But the story goes on. Like an avalanche, the 49ers scored 17 unanswered points in the third quarter. Lions couldn't even get a field goal. Couple of three and outs, punt the ball. But the biggest momentum breaker was when Purdy overthrew the receiver and the Detroit Lion defender was in absolute perfect position to intercept the ball. He didn't even put his hands up for the catch. He was falling backwards. The ball hits him in his face mask, goes up into the air. And the 49er, this Brandon Ayuk, dove for the ball, caught it in midair before hitting the ground. 51-yard bomb, the longest pass of the game. And he caught it off of a Detroit Lions face mask bounce. That was the turning point of the game. The crowd went wild. They got into it at that point. They felt the energy from the crowd, momentum shift. It was game over. One of five consecutive scoring drives by the 49ers. Everybody got involved. The guy who made that 51-yard catch, the quarterback, Brock Purdy, the running back, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, they all got into it. Energy came. Momentum was shifting, and they knew it. But here's where the real cat and mouse of the game, the strategy, comes into play. And you have to understand, Dan Campbell, the Lions coach, has been aggressive all year. I believe they were number one in fourth down conversions going for it. They had a chance to get a first down a couple of times. They went for it, and they failed. Well, true to form, Dan Campbell coached a fearless game on Sunday. Except for late in the first half, with his team winning 21-7, Campbell, instead of going for fourth and goal from the three yards out, they were running the ball great. I forget how many yards they had in the first half rushing. He decided to kick a field goal instead of going for a touchdown. Well, I think that factored into his decision in the second half. By not going for it then, may have compelled Campbell to go for it on fourth and three with 8:24 left in the game. The Lions were down 27-24. They were at the 49ers 30-yard line. 30-yard line, folks. Had he kicked the field goal right then, well, regulation would have ended in a tie. We would have gone to overtime. At that point, it probably made more sense to go for it than to try to kick the game-winning field goal. Well, we'll never know. Lions went for it. Goff put a pass right in the belly of Josh Reynolds. I was right. Reynolds, number 8. Hit him right in the stomach with the ball. Would have been a first down. He dropped it. Every single thing that I was sitting there watching before my eyes proved to me that their subconscious minds took over. Halftime was the death of the Lions. It gave them time to think about it. Oh, my God, we are in San Francisco. Joe Montana is out there. Barry Sanders was there from the Lions. They were the honorary captains for the two teams. Sanders never won to go to the Super Bowl. Joe Montana did. They started thinking about it. It gave them time to think about it. And as a result, their self-doubt kicked in. Really, really sad. Because they were so close to going to the Super Bowl. And I think if they had gone to the Super Bowl with that kind of momentum, I absolutely think they could have beaten the Chiefs. Unbelievable. Now, one of the things that is really interesting is this quote that he gave to the team. The realest thing you'll hear Coach Campbell admit, he told his locker room that this might have been their only shot. Obviously, Campbell doesn't really believe that. But he says it'll be twice as difficult next year. Well, number one, they're losing their offensive coordinator. He is going to be going to Washington's team to be the head coach. But here's the real problem. See, Campbell said this in the locker room to the guys. Now you can't hide from anyone anymore. Everybody is going to want a piece of us next year. Chip on their shoulders? You bet. Lions beat a lot of teams this year they should not have beaten. Kansas City, in Kansas City, opening night of the year. Oh, yeah. This team is a marked team. People will be gunning for him now. And I think that offensive coordinator guy had a lot to do with their winning season this year. And he's going to be gone. Who does Dan Campbell replace him with? It's going to be a tough act to follow. They had a good run. Now we look forward to Super Bowl on February the 11th. San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Going to be a great game. Mark Farner coming on in the next segment. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.